Thank you. Jesus shines like a beacon in the darkness, yet so often we linger in the shadows of our world. Let us turn once more to follow him as we confess our sin together. Almighty God, revealing God's unfailing grace and everlasting love. In the name of Jesus Christ, you are forgiven.
Beyond our sin. tambourine and dance. Praise him with strings and pipe. Praise him with clanging cymbals. Praise him with loud, clashing cymbals. Let everything that breathes praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out, in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all people shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken. A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All people are grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades when the breath of the Lord blows upon it. Surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God will stand forever. Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good tidings. Lift up your voice with strength. O Jerusalem, herald of good tidings, lift it up. Do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead them under sheep. This is the word of God, the people of God.
During this time of meditation, we would like to share with you two poems written by Michael Williams, as a reflection of the scripture readings we heard a few moments ago. After each reading, we will observe a brief time of silence to continue our meditation. St. Teresa's Passion. Above the psalm reverberating floor, above the novice pouting at her prayers, he holds me in his golden arms, slips off this habit, flesh as hot as if extracted from the fire. With wounded hands he burns my breasts and leaves impassioned hearts. The pain of searing fingerprints sets free the incense of our sacred love. He floats in flecks of dust revealed by light. In robes of colored glass, my lover walks. My arms rise up in sleeves of cloud. Refracted crimson stains my face, already flushed and burning from his touch. Our song, as buoyant as the sea, will raise me to this side. As the moon rides the rhythm of the waves, as sun spews the spectrum from the summer rain. With all the grace of dancers standing still before the opening motion of their dance, the surreptitious metronome of the moves, of time moves as past our pas de deux. No human eye reflects our ecstasy. As solemn choirs with open mouths rehearse the holy hours, we mind the perfect motion of the sun gliding down its dusty halls of light.
Voices from unseen wounds. Faces from the past linger about the table, hanging as still as the full moon against the dark sky of memory. Sister, brother, parent, child, singing in the blood, singing in the bone, remember me, remember me. Voices call from unseen rooms, echoing down the empty hall, beckoning us to enter into worlds yet to be explored. Sister, brother, parent, child, singing in the blood, singing in the bone, remember me, remember me. On the breath of imagination, God speaks creation into place, in the midst of which another breathes, dreaming of still other worlds. Sister, brother, parent, child, singing in the blood, singing in the bone, remember me, remember me. We taste the dust of mud bricks on tongues that cannot forget, and the bread of remembrance melts like a promise in the mouth. Sister, brother, parent, child, singing in the blood, singing in the bone, remember me, remember me. Voices linger in the hollows of memory, like the aroma of bread fresh from the stove, enticing us back to feast on their sounds and filling our hunger with the food of home. Sister, brother, parent, child, singing in the blood, singing in the bone, remember me, remember me.
the Spirit of the Lord is, there is the one true church, apostolic and universal, whose holy faith let us now declare. We believe in God the Father, infinite in wisdom, power, and love,
whose mercy is over all his works, and whose will is ever directed to his children's good. We believe in Jesus Christ, Son of God and Son of Man, the gift of the Father's unveiled grace, the crown of our hope, and the promise of our deliverance from sin and death. We believe in the Holy Spirit as the divine presence in our lives, whereby our prayer has perpetual deliverance of the truth of Christ and finds strength and help in time of need. We believe that this faith should man itself in the service of love, as set forth in the example of our blessed Lord, to the end that the kingdom of God may come upon the earth.
Loving and merciful God, from our sorrow and pain you heal us. From our doubt and questions you inspire faith. Breathe into us now once more the breath of life.
O Lord, unveil your glory.
We pray for your church universal, remembering your apostles and saints, and those dear to us who have shown us your love. Give us the grace to be your light to the world. O Lord, unveil your glory. We pray for the leaders of the nations, that you might anoint them with wisdom and charity to cause on earth your justice and peace. We pray especially for the people of Haiti who linger still in homelessness, hunger, disease, and heartache. Merciful God, give us the wisdom and dedication to ease their suffering. O Lord, unveil your glory. We pray for your ministers and all who preach your gospel. Inspire them with your living word that they might lead us in the way of discipleship and love. O Lord, unveil your glory. We pray for the sick, the lonely, the prisoner, the unemployed, the depressed, the angry, and those who have not yet found your love. Merciful God, light a path through their darkness. O Lord, unveil your glory. Gracious God, give peace to those who mourn. Grant them the assurance of your presence now and faith in your eternal hope. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. O Lord, unveil your glory. We pray for the children of the world. Send them into loving arms. Safeguard them by the power of your Holy Spirit and lead us to their aid. O Lord, unveil your glory. We pray now for ourselves, O God, for those things that lie deep in our hearts. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Grant, Almighty God, these prayers and requests of your people as may be best for us, as we surrender all to you in the name of Christ Jesus our Lord, in whose name we pray.
Amen.
I would like to invite those who are assisting in serving communion to come forward at this time. This meal goes by several names. Sometimes it's called Holy Communion. Sometimes it's called the Lord's Supper. Sometimes it's called Holy Eucharist. Tonight it might be most appropriate to call it by that latter name, Eucharist. It means joyful thanksgiving. It's not simply remembering that Last Supper that Jesus had with his disciples. It's looking forward at that great banquet that comes at the end of time, when Jesus will gather with all the people, all of God's children, at a banquet that is so wonderful that we can hardly imagine it. And so especially on a night like tonight, we celebrate this Holy Communion as joyful thanksgiving. As we do, let me let you know that though on Sunday we would ordinarily sing the responses, this evening we're going to speak the responses, but that doesn't mean you can't speak them with energy and celebration. Would you stand? The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
Lift up
to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is
right and a good and joyful thing, always and everywhere, to give thanks to you, ever-loving God, creator of heaven and earth. You formed us in your image and breathed into us the breath of life. When we turned away and our love failed, your love remained steadfast. You delivered us from captivity, made covenant to be our sovereign God, and spoke to us through the prophets. And so, with your people on earth and all the company of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn, saying,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God, power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Holy are you, and blessed is your Son, Jesus Christ. Your Spirit anointed him to preach good news to the poor, to proclaim release to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, and to announce that the time had come when you would save your people. He healed the sick, fed the hungry, and ate with sinners. By the baptism of his suffering, death, and resurrection, you gave birth to your church, delivered us from slavery to sin and death, and gave us new birth through water and the Spirit. When the Lord Jesus ascended, he promised to be with us always in the power of your word and Holy Spirit. On the night in which he gave himself up for us, our Lord took bread, gave thanks to God, broke the bread, gave it to his disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the supper was over, he took the cup, gave it to his disciples, and said, Drink from this, all of you. This is the cup of the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. As oft as you drink it, do so in remembrance of me. And so, in remembrance of these, your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we offer ourselves in praise and thanksgiving as a holy and living sacrifice, in union with Christ's offering for us as we proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. Pour out the Holy Spirit on us gathered here among these gifts of bread and wine. Make them be for us the body and blood of Christ, that we might be for the world the body of Christ, redeemed by his blood. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, one with each other, and one in ministry to all the world, until Christ comes in final victory and we feast at his joyful heavenly banquet. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in your holy church, all honor and glory is yours. Almighty Creator, now and forever.
Amen.
Now I invite you to join with me as we pray that prayer that Jesus taught those he called brothers and sisters and friends. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Since there is one loaf, we, though many, are one body, for we all partake of the same loaf. When we break this bread, it is a participation in the body of Christ. And the cup over which we give thanks is a participation in the blood of Christ. This is our Lord's table, and you are all invited. You don't have to be United Methodist. You don't have to be a baptized Christian. If you're seeking a new or a renewed relationship of love with God and your neighbor, you're welcome to come and take this holy sacrament to your comfort. We'll be serving this evening by intention, which means that as you come to one of the four stations, there will be two here, right at the front of the chancel rail, and two about midway back. You may come down the center aisle. You can come to the nearest station, be served. When you're served, extend your hand and you will receive a piece of bread. After you receive the bread, you will dip it in the cup, and thereby you will take both loved ones at once. When you have communion, you're welcome to come and kneel at the chancel rail. You can remain there as long as you choose. When you return to your seat, we would ask that you return by way of the side aisles. We take an offering at our communion services. Tonight, that offering will go to support our senior adult ministries here at the church. If you would like to contribute to that offering, there are plates in front of or next to the front pews. As you come forward, you can leave your offering. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. Thanks. Make us down on the bread of heaven, having drunk from the cup of salvation, let us go forth in joy to prepare our hearts for a time of fasting, for a time of loss and self-examination. Let us go forth in joy, knowing that God goes with us even through the difficult times, even on the hard roads. May the God who is always present, Jesus Christ, who is God walking with us, and the Holy Spirit that empowers us to walk whatever road life brings us, be with you this night, through this coming home.